We'll hear six different speakers. Match the speakers, 1 to 6, to sentences A to G. Use each sentence only once. There is one extra sentence you do not need to use. Write your answers in the table. You will hear the recording twice. Speaker 1.
The first day we visited the bazaar, my friend told me that we'd have to bargain with the stall owners to get a reasonable price. After a while, I found this nice little picture, and I asked the owner for his best price. His first suggestion sounded crazy, so I laughed and offered him much less. I thought my price was reasonable, so I stuck to it. But after a while, he got angry and called me a cheap tourist. I was about to get angry too, when luckily my friend came to the rescue and explained the situation. Apparently, in the local currency, I was offering the man not £10 as I thought, but something more like 10 pence. Boy, did I feel embarrassed.
Speaker 2.
I was really looking forward to doing some shopping while visiting my sister in the city. I'm a bit of a shopaholic, I guess, and she said that the area was a shopper's paradise. Sadly, everyone else seemed to have the same idea that day, and the streets were absolutely flooded with visitors. The couple of shops I managed to get into were so full that I spent most of my time being stepped on and pushed around. I normally enjoy shopping, but after a couple of hours I was completely exhausted. I think next time I'll forget the shopping and just have a relaxing time with my family instead.
Speaker 3. We were walking home in the afternoon sun when my wife saw this cute little ice cream shop down an alley. The kids were both so tired after exploring the city all day, we decided to take a break. It was an impressive shop. They had all sorts of exotic ice cream and fancy toppings. The children were already pointing at the flavors they wanted when I caught sight of the prices. I just couldn't believe it. €4 a scoop. I've never seen anything like it. Anyway, by that time the kids were so excited and kept saying, "Please, Dad, please," that I couldn't let them down. They were just lucky that I had a little extra cash with me in my wallet that day. Speaker 4.
Just as I got to the airport, I remembered that it was my niece's birthday the very next day. I was already running late, so I started desperately looking around for anything that might be suitable. The only thing I could find was this little doll that you can feed with a bottle and that starts crying when it's hungry. It looked okay, but when my niece opened her gift the next day, we couldn't find the bottle anywhere. The funny thing is that she still really liked it, but it's the last time I buy expensive toys from the airport.
Speaker 5.
On my last day, I bought this expensive crystal vase for my mother. It was amazing, really elegant and tall. I wasn't sure if it would fit in my luggage, but fortunately it did. I packed it carefully in the middle of my clothes and closed the suitcase. I checked my handbag to make sure I had my travel documents, and it was then that I realized I didn't have any more cash. I had spent it all on the vase without thinking. I couldn't get a taxi to the airport, but fortunately I did have a one-day travel card, so I was able to take the underground. It just meant I had to carry the suitcase to the station, and it was heavy with the vase in it.
Speaker 6.
I never really understood what the attraction of shopping was. To me, it was something you had to do every so often in order to prepare meals or to replace a worn-out pair of jeans or shoes. When I met Jenny, the first thing she talked about was shopping, and then she suggested meeting up at the weekend at the new shopping mall. It was quite an eye-opener for me. I felt as if I was stepping into a whole new world. To my surprise, I enjoyed it immensely, and I began to understand why people go shopping for recreation. They make the shops look so alluring, and you kind of step into this fantasy world and forget all your problems for a while.
Speaker 1.
The first day we visited the bazaar, my friend told me that we'd have to bargain with the stall owners to get a reasonable price. After a while, I found this nice little picture, and I asked the owner for his best price. His first suggestion sounded crazy, so I laughed and offered him much less. I thought my price was reasonable, so I stuck to it. But after a while, he got angry and called me a cheap tourist. I was about to get angry too, when luckily my friend came to the rescue and explained the situation. Apparently, in the local currency, I was offering the man not £10, as I thought, but something more like 10 pence. Boy, did I feel embarrassed.
Speaker 2.
I was really looking forward to doing some shopping while visiting my sister in the city. I'm a bit of a shopaholic, I guess, and she said that the area was a shopper's paradise. Sadly, everyone else seemed to have the same idea that day, and the streets were absolutely flooded with visitors. The couple of shops I managed to get into were so full that I spent most of my time being stepped on and pushed around. I normally enjoy shopping, but after a couple of hours, I was completely exhausted. I think next time, I'll forget the shopping and just have a relaxing time with my family instead.
Speaker 3. We were walking home in the afternoon sun when my wife saw this cute little ice cream shop down an alley. The kids were both so tired after exploring the city all day, we decided to take a break. It was an impressive shop. They had all sorts of exotic ice cream and fancy toppings. The children were already pointing at the flavors they wanted when I caught sight of the prices. I just couldn't believe it. €4 a scoop. I've never seen anything like it. Anyway, by that time the kids were so excited and kept saying, "Please, Dad, please," that I couldn't let them down. They were just lucky that I had a little extra cash with me in my wallet that day. Speaker 4.
Just as I got to the airport, I remembered that it was my niece's birthday the very next day. I was already running late, so I started desperately looking around for anything that might be suitable. The only thing I could find was this little doll that you can feed with a bottle and that starts crying when it's hungry. It looked okay, but when my niece opened her gift the next day, we couldn't find the bottle anywhere. The funny thing is that she still really liked it, but it's the last time I buy expensive toys from the airport.
Speaker 5.
On my last day, I bought this expensive crystal vase for my mother. It was amazing, really elegant and tall. I wasn't sure if it would fit in my luggage, but fortunately it did. I packed it carefully in the middle of my clothes and closed the suitcase. I checked my handbag to make sure I had my travel documents, and it was then that I realized I didn't have any more cash. I had spent it all on the vase without thinking. I couldn't get a taxi to the airport, but fortunately I did have a one-day travel card, so I was able to take the underground. It just meant I had to carry the suitcase to the station, and it was heavy with the vase in it.
Speaker 6.
I never really understood what the attraction of shopping was. To me, it was something you had to do every so often in order to prepare meals or to replace a worn-out pair of jeans or shoes. When I met Jenny, the first thing she talked about was shopping, and then she suggested meeting up at the weekend at the new shopping mall. It was quite an eye-opener for me. I felt as if I was stepping into a whole new world. To my surprise, I enjoyed it immensely, and I began to understand why people go shopping for recreation. They make the shops look so alluring, and you kind of step into this fantasy world and forget all your problems for a while.